Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Earlier today, you got a chance to catch up with the Hall of Fame coach. It feels weird calling him that since he's an active coach, but he is in the Hall of Fame, Bill Self.
Yeah, Big 12 Media Day down at Sprint Center today, and I had a chance to corner Bill Self and do a little one-on-one interview with him. And I started the conversation, you know, with a simple question. You've had a couple of days to reflect on the KU-MU game at Sprint Center. What'd you think?
All right, Coach, you're a couple days removed from that game you had here at Sprint Center. How do you feel? Have you had a chance to kind of look back and say, boy, what a great atmosphere it was, what a great event it was? What do you think?
I have been able to look back at that. It was a great atmosphere. It was a great event. Thanks to many, we raised a ton of money. I mean, I don't know what the final net amount was, but it was at least $1.85 million. So it may have been more than that. I haven't heard the final tallies. But it's incredible that people showed up like that, and it was an expensive ticket and it's an expensive pay-per-view. But I would think most people felt like they did it for the right reasons, and still they got their money's worth in addition to that.
And for you guys and for Mizzou, I mean, you guys get some quality competition right out of the gate that you typically wouldn't get, right?
Yeah, that's one of the byproducts of doing it. It wasn't the reason why we did it, but yeah. Absolutely, we were exposed. They did some things against us that is very evident to me and our players that, you know, we got to get better in some deficient areas. And so that was good. And I'm sure Konzo felt the same way. So it was a fun day. It was regardless of outcome, I think that both teams probably benefited from it a lot.
Based on the response and how quick the tickets went and how crazy it was down here and what a great atmosphere it was, what are the chances we see this thing on a regular basis?
Well, I don't think that has anything to do with whether or not we play in the future on how quick the ticket response was or whatnot. That's irrelevant to me. This was done, and our administration was 100% on board and doing it to raise money. And there was no opponent that either one of us could play that could have generated that type of income for some people in need. So that was the reason why we did it, just because fans from Missouri thought it was such a great deal does not in any way, shape, or form sway us to move in a direction to play. The reason we'll play is strictly because we feel like that we need the game and it's best for us. And that's certainly our stance hasn't changed on that, and that's not being negative or mean. That's just being very factual.
Talk about this year's squad, man. You got Azubuike back. How much is that going to change you guys?
Well, I don't know that it changes us a ton. I think we can play inside out more than we did last year. Landon was great, but he wasn't an offensive scorer as much as what Udoka potentially can be. But Landon did some things that Udoka can't do. So, he's young. We certainly lost a lot when he went down last year to a season-ending injury. And it's good to see him, get some experience, and hopefully by conference play he'll be a real force. But we're thin again inside, so we'll be playing small quite a bit.
Devontae Graham is a guy that, I mean, we don't see too many guys go 4 years that are that good. How much fun has it been for you to see him and a guy like Frank just develop into potentially one of the best players or the best player in college basketball?
Well, that's Frank was last year.
Yeah.
Let's not get too carried away with Devontae yet. But I without reservation would say he's one of the premier guards in college basketball. And to think that these two guards signed at Towson and Appalachian State. Just kudos to them for how hard they've worked and to improve their game and their trade. And he's a great leader. He deferred a lot last year because we had Frank, which was best for our team. He'd be the first to tell you. But still, though, he still averaged 13 a game last year or whatnot, and that'd be the leading scorer on a lot of teams. And he's a guy that can get his own shot, but what he's got to be able to do is get fouled and get some easy points like Frank was able to do.
biggest scare of a team in the Big 12 that can help you or to try to make you not win that 14th in a row, man?
Oh, I think our league is probably less top heavy. Like, I look at us, and I don't think that I've seen consistently in practice that we're an elite group. Now, I think we can potentially get there if things fall right. And I look around the league, and I'm saying, well, they lost this guy and they lost that guy. But it seems like to me that everybody, for the most part, should be just as good or better. So our league is not top heavy. It's really upper middle heavy.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at it, if you're going to pick the best five teams preseason in our league, who are you going to leave out? I mean, that's a hard deal to do. I think it'll be a terrific league. And you say, who are you most nervous about or scared of? I would say everybody, because everybody we play, especially in their building, I mean, it'll be a coin flip type game. And then, you know, we've shown that we're pretty good at home, but we've also shown that we can be gotten there. So it'll be a great league race. But, you know, West Virginia, TCU, Texas, you know, you could say Oklahoma, much improved. Baylor's preseason top 25. Yeah. I mean, you go down the list, it's going to be a good league.
All right, Coach, thank you very much. Appreciate the time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.